哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠平安时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈还有弟兄姐妹们同在。
哈利路亚， May the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus be often with the elderly members as well as our brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们要一起来学习的题目是西西家王的信心。
Tonight's topic of mutual encouragement is Hezekiah's faith.
这也是我们这个礼拜读经进度里面有看到的。
And this is part of our Bible reading progress.
我们请翻开到列王记下的第十八章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 18.
第一节到第六节。
Verse 1 to 6.
列王记下十八章第一节。
Chapter 18 verse 1.
以色列王以拉的儿子何西亚第三年，犹大王亚哈斯的儿子西西家登基。第二节。
2.
他登基的时候年25岁，在耶路撒冷作王29年。他母亲名叫雅比，是撒加利亚的女儿。第三节。西西家行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他祖大卫一切所行的。第四节。他废去丘坛，毁坏柱像，砍下木偶，打碎摩西所造的铜蛇，因为到那时以色列人仍向铜蛇烧香，西西家叫铜蛇为铜块。第五。西西家倚靠耶和华以色列的神，在他前后的犹大列王中没有一个及他的。第六节。因为他专靠耶和华，总不离开，谨守耶和华所吩咐摩西的诫命。在这边我们可以看到圣经对西西家是的描述是肯定的，他行神眼中看为正的事情。
So here we see the BibleHow it affirms what Hezekiah had done. He had done good.
刚好跟亚哈王我们之前学习的是相反。
It's exactly the opposite of King Ahab.
亚哈王圣经对他的描述是说，以前没有一个像他这么恶的。
The Bible describes that there is no worse king before him.
但是西西家说，在有前后前案后的犹大列王当中，没有一个及他的。
But the Bible describes Hezekiah that there's none like him before him and after him.
他谨守神所吩咐摩西的诫命。
He held fast to the commandment of God, of Moses.
对，上个礼拜我们也一起学习的，在他开始做王元年的第一个月，他就打开圣殿的门，洁净圣殿。
And last week we learned that the first year that he became king, he opened up the gates of the temple and cleansed the temple.
恢复圣殿的崇拜。
And he restored the service in the temple.
还叫以色列百姓北朝的以色列百姓也一起来参加这个他们要举行的逾越节。
He even invited the people in the southern kingdom to join them in observing the Passover.
所以他这样子来归向神，神就帮助他，让他做什么事情都非常的亨通。
This is how he relied on God, and how he obeyed God, and God allowed him to find success whatever he does.
但是他这么样好的一个人，这么样好的一个王，不代表就不会遇到问题。
But being such a good king, such a good person, doesn't mean that he will not face any trouble.
他还是遇到了一些难题。
He still faced some difficulties.
但是我们今天就是要来看他的怎么样用信心来克服这些困难。
But today we're going to learn how he overcame these difficulties with faith.
第一个他遇到的问题一个比较大的问题，就是一个战争的问题。
The first difficulty that he faced, which is quite great, is the difficulty with the warfare, the battle.
这真的是试验他的信心。
This truly tested his faith.
我们来看历代志下的第三十二章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 34.
历代志下三十二章。
Second Chronicles chapter 32.
我们看从第一节开始看起。
We'll read from verse 1.
到第八节。
verse 1 to 8.
好，我们来注意西西家王遇到这个难题的时候，他是怎么样去面对这样子的一个挑战。
Let us see how Hezekiah faced this great difficulty.
好，他有信仰的人跟没有信仰的人差别在哪里？
And what is the difference between those that have faith and those who doesn't?
好，我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
这虔诚的事以后，亚述王西拿基利来侵入犹大，围困一切坚固城，想要攻破占据。第二节。
2.
西西家见西拿基利来，定义要攻打耶路撒冷。第三节。
3.
就与首领和勇士商议，塞住城外的全员，他们就都帮助他。第四节。
4.
于是有许多人聚集，塞了一切全员，并通流国中的小河，说亚述王来，为何让他得着许多水呢？第五节。
5.
西西家力图自强，就修筑所有拆毁的城墙，高与城楼相齐，在城外又筑一城，坚固大卫城的米罗，制造了许多军器盾牌。第六。
6.
设立军长管理百姓，将他们招聚在城门的宽阔处，用话勉励他们说。第七节。
7.
你们当刚强壮胆，不要因亚述王和跟随他的大军恐惧惊惶，因为与我们同在的比与他们同在的更大。第八节。
8.
与他们同在的是肉臂，与我们同在的是耶和华我们的神，他必帮助我们，为我们征战，百姓就靠犹大王西西家的话安然无惧了。首先我们可以看到说，虽然他这样子的虔诚敬拜神，但是他还是遇到问题了。
So even though we see that how he reverently worship God, he will still face difficulties.
好，一个敬拜神的人，一个行神眼中看为正的事情的人，他还是会遇到挑战，遇到难题。
For someone who worships God and someone who does what is right in the sight of God, he will still face difficulties.
好，但是西西家王他是有信仰的。
But King Hezekiah, he had faith.
他是对神有信心的。
He had faith towards God.
我们看他怎么样来面对这个问题。
Let us see how he faced the problem.
好，从这一段当中，我们知道他愿意来依靠神。
So from this passage, we see that he willingly trusted God.
但是首先，他还是做好尽他自己一切能够做的本分来做好准备的工作。
But he still, first and foremost, did what he had to do according to his abilities and his responsibilities.
哦，虽然这个敌人非常的强大。
Even though the enemy is very strong.
亚述国是当时候最很强大的一个国家。
The country of Assyria was a very strong nation at that time.
哦，甚至北朝以色列都被亚述国而毁灭了。
And even the northern kingdom was destroyed by it.
哦，不只是北朝以色列，甚至很多列邦列国都被交付在亚述国的大军之下。
Not just the northern kingdom, many other nations were handed over to it.
哦，所以亚述的大军他们非常的骄傲。
So the Assyrians' army, they were very proud.
你如果看三十二章的第十五节。
If we read chapter 32, verse 15.
好，这边说，所以你们不要叫西西家这样欺哄诱惑你们，也不要信他，因为没有一国一邦的神能救自己的民脱离我手和我列祖的手，何况你们的神更不能救你们脱离我的手。
Now therefore, do not let Hezekiah deceive you or persuade you like this, and do not believe him, for no god or any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people from my hand or the hand of my fathers. How much less will your god deliver you from my hand?
亚述国的大军已经灭了好多的国家了。
So the Assyrian army has already destroyed and conquered many nations.
哦，虽然这个犹大国在以前也算在大卫的时代也是一个强国。
Even though the kingdom of Judah was quite strong in the time of David.
哦，但是有一直以来，后来变成分裂了，然后在尤其在他们 远离神的时候、啊、那个时候神都、啊、让他们的敌人来侵略他们、啊、所以说尤其在西西家的父亲的时代、啊、他们更加是丧失了很多的国力。
But it was much weakened when the kingdom was split, and they were punished by God when many other kingdoms attacked them.
哦，所以从人看来，这根本是没有办法抵挡的一个强大的一个难题。
From the perspective of men, this is a difficulty that they cannot overcome.
哦，但是我们看到西西家他并不没有丧志。
But we see that Hezekiah did not lose heart.
他还是愿意勇敢的面对。
He still faced the difficulty with courage.
因为他对神有信心。
Because he had faith in God.
哦，所以你看到他积极的准备。
So we see that he actively prepared.
哦，那这些勇士、这些首领啊，跟他商议，也都愿意来帮助他。
And his officials and the mighty men all followed him and all consulted him.
哦，其实有时候危机这些难题。他反而让这样子的一个团体当中更加的团聚。
So sometimes with difficulty, it allows this whole group of people to be more united.
哦，因为遇到了这样子从外来的危险，他里面的人大家一起商议、一起合作、一起同心来抵抗这些敌人。
Because with a danger from outside, these people they all gather together, they all trusted God together, they all worked together.
哦，所以重点是说，他虽然看到这个敌人这么大，但是他没有上掉勇气，他还是尽好自己的本分，来做好应该的准备工作，来抵挡这些仇敌。
So the main point is that even though the enemy is strong, he still prepared and do what he has to do to prepare himself with warfare.
哦，所以一个有信心的人也要尽好本分。
So even for someone with faith, they still ought to do their duties.
今天我们遇到难题的时候
，Today when we face difficulties,
当然我们有信心，我们也要依靠神。
Today we have faith, we also need to rely on God.
哦，但是同时也要想到我的本分是什么，有什么是我应该去做的，要去面对的。
But at the same time, we have to think about what is our duty, what we must do.
好，但是他做好他的本分之后呢？
But once he fulfilled his duties,
接下来他勉励百姓。
He does next is he encouraged the people.
哦，这个大军来了，每个人都看到都会害怕。
When this multitude of army came, everyone will be afraid.
哦，尤其是这些普通的老百姓。
Especially the common people.
哦，但是当这个王他有信心的时候。
But when this king he had faith,
这个信心是有怎么讲？感染力的，影响力的。
There is this power of influence that comes with faith.
好，一个有信心的人，他可以，也不是说分给别人，他可以用他的好的信心去影响他周围的人，带起他们的信心。
It is not that he is sharing his faith, but rather with this power of faith, he's able to lead and influence the people around him.
哦，所以你看，西西家王他就召聚了这些百姓到宽阔处，用话来勉励他们。
So we see that Hezekiah gathered the people in open space and encouraged them.
他告诉他们说，你们不要为这个大军来恐惧。
He encouraged them and said, do not be afraid nor dismayed before these army.
因为与我们同在的比与他们同在的更大。
Because there are more with us than with him.
虽然这位与他们同与以色列同在的是眼睛看不到的。
Even though the one that is with the Israelites are the one that they cannot see with their eyes.
但是他们相信。
But because they believe.
因为他们对这位神有实在的体验。
Because they have true experiences with this God.
所以他接下来说，与他们同在的是肉壁，与我们同在的是耶和华我们的神。
That's why his God encouraged them that with him is an army of flesh, but with us is the Lord of God.
他必帮助我们，为我们征战。
He will help us and to fight our battles.
那百姓因为西西家王的这个话，他们就安然无惧了。
And the Bible says that the people were strengthened by the word of Hezekiah, king of Judah.
哦，所以可能他们本来一开始是有一些害怕的。
Perhaps they were afraid in the beginning.
信心比较小的。
For there are those who have a little faith.
但是西西家王信心的勉励，让他们听了之后，他们愿意接受，他们自己的信心。也增加了一点。
But with the encouragement of Hezekiah, who had faith, all those people who heard, they felt encouraged, and their faith increased.
哦，所以我们现在已经讲了，有信心要做准备。
So we have just talked about when we have faith, we still need to have preparations.
有信仰的人，有信心的人，他可以影响带领其他的人跟他一起，要有信心。
And those who have faith can influence and impact others so that all of them will have faith.
那在这件事情呢，我们还有看到一个他们信心的表现。
And in this matter, we can also see another expression of their faith.
我们来看一下这个列王记下。
Let's turn to 2 King.
列王记下的第十八章。
Chapter 18.
列王记下十八章的三十六节。
Chapter 18, verse 36.
好，列王记下十八章的三十六节。
Chapter 18, verse 36.
这边说到，百姓静默不言，并不回答一句，因为王曾吩咐说，不要回答他。
Verse 36. But the people held their peace and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was, do not answer him.
哦，亚述大军来的时候，他们讲了很多的话，要来使这些百姓来惊慌。
When the army of Assyria came, they also spoke a lot of words, to discourage, to scare the people.
啊，就好像我们刚刚所读的，他说：“我们一路过来，灭了多少的国家？这些人民的神都没有办法拯救他们。”
Just like what we have read before, they claim that all this way they have destroyed so many kingdoms, and within all these kingdoms, there's no people, no God that.Stop them.
哦，所以告诉他们说，你们不要相信西西家的话。
So, they told the people, do not believe in the word of Hezekiah.
好，但是这边我们可以看到，百姓对这样子惊吓的言语，他们的反应是什么？静默不言。
But here we see the reaction of people. They held their peace.
哦，其实我们有时候所需要的就是这样子信心的表，这也是一种信心的表现。
So sometimes this is.An expression of faith as well, that we hold our peace.
虽然这个危险，虽然这个困难，虽然这个急难就在眼前。
Even though there is danger, there's a trouble right in front of our eyes.
但是你能不能够静默的来面对它
？But can we hold our peace to face it?
好，在圣经里面，其实有时候告诉我们要等候神。
Because the Bible tells us that sometimes we need to wait for God, wait on God.
但是如果可是实在的，如果真的遇到问题的时候，你总是求神说：“主啊，现在马上帮我解决这个问题。”
But when we face troubles, sometimes we pray and ask God, "Oh God, please solve my problem right away, right now."
但是他们却可以静默不言。
But the reaction of the people were that they held their peace.
好，来等候神的时间，等候神的动作。
That they waited for God's time, waited for God to do something.
好，我们看这个耶利米哀歌。
Let's turn to Lamentation.
耶利米哀歌第三章。
Lamentation chapter 3.
25节。
Chapter 3 verse 25.
耶利米哀歌三章25节。
Lamentation 3:25.
凡等候耶和华，心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。
25. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him.
第26节。
26.
人仰望耶和华，静默等候他的救恩，这原是好的。
26. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
有时候真的是危险越近，你越着急。
So sometimes when the danger is so near and we are so nervous.
这个是一定的。
That is a natural response.
比如当时候以色列人出埃及他们。那个埃及人他们后悔了，派追兵追上去。
Example is that when the Israelites departed from Egypt, the Egyptians regretted their choice and then wanted to pursue after them.
结果摩西把他们带到红海那边。
And Moses led them before the Red Sea.
前面是红海，后面是追兵。
There in front of them is the Red Sea, and behind them is the army pursuing them.
真的是一点希望都没有了。
And they are faced with no hope.
哦，但是这时候摩西告诉他们。
But at that time, Moses told them.
他说：“你们只管静默，不要作声。”
That Moses told them, "Be still and do not speak any word."
你就能看到神的大能，就能看到神为你们征战。
Then you shall see how the Lord delivers you and how the Lord fights for you.
好，所以一样的，真的遇到危险困难的时候，如果他们能够有信心，他们是安静的。
So when we truly face our troubles, if we have faith, then we'll learn to be to have our peace.
这个真的不简单呐。
Even though this is quite difficult.
有一次，主耶稣跟他的门徒在这个海上坐船，遇到风浪。
There was once Lord Jesus was on a boat with the disciples, and they met with a storm.
哇，主耶稣在那边睡得很安稳啊。
In the boat, Lord Jesus slept soundly.
但是这个船，这个风浪很大，船都水都跑进来了。
But the wave was very strong, and the water even went into the boat.
门徒非常的急。
The disciples were very nervous.
他赶快叫醒主耶稣。
So they immediately woke Lord Jesus.
我们要丧命了，你不管吗？
They asked and told him, "We're about to die. Do you not care about us?"
主耶稣说：“静了吧，住了吧。”
And Lord Jesus said, "Be still."
哇，这个风浪就停下来了。
And then the wave and the storm was calmed.
哦，那门徒非常的惊讶。
And the disciples was amazed.
但是主耶稣却告诉他们说：“你们小信的人。”
And Lord Jesus told them, "You of little faith."
哦，为什么小信？
Why is it that they have little faith?
就是在困难当中，他这个信心就小了，就很害怕，很紧急。
That is in their great difficulties, they lost their faith. They are very worried.
哦，但是我们看回来，在这个敌人面前啊，这个王以及他的百姓，他们静默不言，他们就是仰望神，就是在等候神而已。
So before this great army, this great difficulties, the king and the people held their peace, and all they had done is they turned to God and relied on God.
哦，所以像约利米哀歌说的，仰望神，静默等候他的救恩，这是好的。
Just like what Lamentation has said, it is good for those who wait for God and who seek God.
等候神，寻求他的神要施恩给他。
And those who does this, God will give them the salvation.
哦，亚述所讲的这些骄傲、狂傲的话，神都听见了。
And these words of boasting spoken by the king of Assyria, God have heard.
哦，以色列人西西家王对神的倚靠、对神的信心静默的等候，神也看见了。
And God also saw how the king of Judah and the people, they held their peace and they waited for God.
哦，所以在神所定的时间神就拯救了他们。
In God's time, God delivered them.
哦，如果我们看列王记下的十九章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 19.
当夜耶和华的使者出去，在亚述营中杀了185,000人。清早有人起来一看，都是死尸啦。
Verse 35, and it came to pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of Assyrians 185,000. When people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses all dead.
哇，这个亚述王很骄傲的来，但是却是羞羞愧愧的回去。
The king of Assyria came proudly, but he went back in shame.
哦，在这件事情上，他们遇到了很大的难题，但是依靠的信心也体验到了神的拯救。
So in these great difficulties, they face great danger, but at this time they also rely on God, they were delivered.
可以说是这个是一个信心的考验呢。
So we can say that this is a test of faith.
哦，那他经过这样子的考验，哇，他的信心，好的信心就表现了出来。
And under this test, his great faith was manifested.
但是有时候信心的考验不只是一个。
But sometimes this test of faith is not just one.
哦，像说十九章这个信心的考验这样子，但是二十章接下来又是另外一个信心的考验。
In chapter 19 is one type of test of faith, but the Chapter 20 is another type.
这一次西西交往，他就要一个人面对了。
And for with this, King Hezekiah had to face it himself.
之前还有这些首领、这些勇士跟他一起面对。
Before there were the commanders and his officials, that he could consult.
但是这一次第二次遇到的问题，这个没有人能够帮助他。
But the second obstacle he faced, nobody could help him.
我们看列王记下的二十章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 20,
第一节
verse 1.
那时西西家病得要死，亚摩斯的儿子先知以赛亚去见他，对他说，耶和华如此说，你当留一命于你的家，因为你必死，不能活了。第二节
2.
西西家就转脸朝墙祷告耶和华说，第三节
3.
耶和华，求你纪念我在你面前怎样存完全的心，按诚实行事，又做你眼中所看为善的。西西家就痛哭了。第四节
4.
以赛亚出来还没有到中院，耶和华的话就临到他说，第五节
5.
你回去告诉我民的君西西家说，耶和华你主大卫的神如此说，我听见了你的祷告，看见了你的眼泪，我必医治你，到第三日你必上到耶和华的殿。第六节
6.
我必加增你十五年的寿数，并且我要救你和这城脱离亚述王的手，我为自己和我仆人大卫的缘故必保护这城。第七节
7.
以赛亚说，当取一块无花果饼来，人就取了来贴在窗上，王便痊愈了。第八节
8.
西西家问以赛亚说，耶和华必医治我，到第三日我能上耶和华的殿，有什么兆头呢？第九节
9.
以赛亚说，耶和华必成就他所说的，这是他给你的兆头，你要日影向前进十度呢，是要往后退十度呢？第十节
10.
西西家回答说，日影向前进十度容易，我要日影往后退十度。第十一节
11.
先知以赛亚求告耶和华，耶和华就使亚哈斯的日晷向前进的日影往后退了十度。好，这一段我们可以看到，西西家他的病得到了医治。
Here we see how Hezekiah's illness, sickness was healed.
在我们健康的时候，都看到这样子的事情，有时候觉得说，哎呀，那个真的健康是非常的不容易。
And sometimes when we are healthy and we read this, exclaim that.Being healthy is not easy.
其实能够有健康、有平安的生活，这都是神的恩典。
Having health and a peaceful life, these are the grace of God.
那时候西西家生病了。
At that time, Hezekiah was sick.
而且这个是病得要死的很严重的病。
And this is an illness that is to the death, near death.
那时候他看到先知以赛亚去看他。
And he saw Isaiah visited him.
他可能想说，以赛亚先知是不是来帮我祷告啊？
Maybe he thought that Prophet Isaiah came to pray for me.
结果以赛亚先知跟他说，耶和华如此说，你当留一命于你的家，因为你必死，不能活了。
But beyond his expectation, out of expectation, the prophet said, Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live.
他听得很伤心啊。
So he was sad to hear this.
那个必死不能活了，这个就一样的意思，连续讲两次，必死不能活就是不能活了。
Because he heard this message twice that you shall die and not live.
他转脸就朝墙了，就向神哭啊，向神祷告。
Immediately he turned his face towards the wall and prayed to the Lord.
这个真的，这个西西家王他的信心在这边我们也看到。
So in here we can really see the faith of Hezekiah.
他病得这么重。
He was sick so severely.
好，这个当然他相信神能够医治好他的病。
And he also believed that God can heal him.
哦，但是不止这样子，这个是神派先知来告诉他说，你必死不能活了。
Not only that, the God has sent up the prophet to tell him that you will die.
就算如此，他还是向神求。
Even after this, he still prayed and asked of God.
他还是向神哭泣。
He cried to God.
哦，那神看到他这样子的求，好像真的好像是个儿子哈，一个孩子。明明爸爸跟他说不行，但是他还是要，还是求。那最后爸爸心软了，就好了，给你吧。
Just like how a son, when the father says no, but when the kid cried towards the father, finally the father will relent and then say okay.
哦，他的眼泪，他的祷告，真的是达到神那里去了。
And his prayer and his tear truly reached God.
哦，所以信心的祷告神听到。
And this prayer of faith God have heard.
甚至能够感动神。
It even moved God.
哦，神本来说他到这就活到这边了，结果他一祷告，神听到他的祷告，看见他的眼泪，还给他加增了15年的寿数。
Originally God intended that he would have lived and died there. But because of his prayer, God even gave him an additional 15 years of life.
哦，不止如此。
Not only this.
哦，还给他一个兆头。
God also gave him a sign.
这个兆头真的是你现在用科学根本没有办法解释的。
And such a sign is something that cannot be explained by science.
哦，他们那时候时间是用日影来计算的吗？
So at that time, they tell the time from the shadow of the sun.
哦，那我们现在，我们现在就是学到了那个这个日头会变，是因为地球的自转，对不对？你就是一个方向转，所以说日影就是一直往前而已。
And we know that this change of the direction of the sundial is caused by the rotation of the earth, and that it always goes one direction.
哦，因为你自转就是同一个方向嘛。
Because it's the rotation of the earth, it only just goes one
direction. 那日影要怎么能够退十度？
So how can the sundial go back 10 degrees?
真的很难的，就是要停下来再倒转吗？还是怎么样？
Did the earth stop and then spin back?
反正他不管怎么样，神就是让他倒转了，这根本是不可能的话，你现在科技再怎么进步也不能让日头往回跑啊。
So regardless how events the signs technology today, we cannot turn the sundial back 10 degrees.
那当时候这个其实就是让他一个兆头，让他知道说这就是很确定，完全没有怀疑，你这一次病好就是神给你好的。
And this is a very assured sign that God gave him that you are healed this time because of God.
有时候我们也会遇到这样子的问题哦。
Sometimes we will face this kind of problem.
在我们生病的时候
，when we are sick，
哦，我们真的是很认真的祷告。
Truly we prayed very hard.
哦，那可能吃药，我们也是求神说，哎呀，求主耶稣帮助，让这个医生开正确的药，哦，或者让这个药能够帮助到我。
We take medication, but we also pray that God please help this doctor make the right decision in terms of medication, that this medication can really help me.
好，那后来好的时候
，and after we are healed，
你有时候就会想啊。
And sometimes we wonder,
哎，到底是这个祷告好的还是吃药好的
？So am I healed because of my prayer or because of the medication?
哦，这个是一个很大的问题哈、哦。
So that's a great problem.
哦，到底是那是自己好的还是祷告到底有没有效？有些人真的会怀疑啊。
Is it self-healed or does my prayer really work?
哦，但是在这样子的一个情况当中，神给他一个证据。真的是让他知道说就是祷告好的，没有不是因为其他的原因。
But under this situation, God really and truly gave Hezekiah a sign that there is that is undisputed that he is healed by God.
哦，以前我们有一个弟兄也是这样子。
There was a brother who had this happened to him.
哦，那时候他还没有受洗。
At that time, he was not baptized.
他太太是我们教会的信徒。
And his wife is a sister of our church.
哦，所以他偶尔也会来到教会，对道理也懂一些。
And he will occasionally come to the church, and he knows a little bit of our teachings.
哦，他认识教会的弟兄姐妹，都觉得很友善哈。但是他就是对这个信仰没有特别多的追求，也从来不跪下祷告。
He finds the brothers and sisters to be quite friendly, but he doesn't really have a pursuit in terms of the word of the teaching.
好，一直到有一次。他本来就有一个病了哈，但是他这个病因为药物可以控制得住，但是这一次医生跟他说了，你药已经开到最强了，你再来已经没有办法再帮助你了。
He had this illness before. Originally, it can be controlled by medication, but at that time, the doctor told him that we already give you the strongest dose possible with this medication. This medication can no longer help you.
好，那。这样子的时候呢，他就想说：“哎呀，我看我你们教会有很多见证嘛，哈，要跟他太太说，你帮我祷告。”
And under this situation, he told the wife, "I see that your church has a lot of testimonies and miracles. Could you pray for me?"
啊，太太说：“好，我帮你祷告。”
And the wife said, "Okay, let me pray for you."
但太太跟他说：“那你自己要祷告，不可以只我祷告啊，你要求神啊。”
But she also told him that you also had to pray. You also had to ask God, not just me.
哦，所以他说好，那我也祷告。
So he said, fine. I'll also pray.
因为真的没有其他的办法了，这个药都帮助不到他。
And really, there's no other help out there. He had gotten the strongest dose of medication possible.
他还是有在吃药，但是医生告诉他说，已经没有办法给他更多了。
He's still taking medication, but the doctors say they cannot give him
more. 但是他的情况就是一直越来越不好。
But his situation is worsened.
好，那他祷告就很奇妙，祷告之后真的哎，渐渐就好转过来。
And really, he prayed, and then miraculously he got better.
哇，他太太很高兴啊，说哎呀，这个就是神帮助你啦。
And the wife is very glad and joyful and say, "This is God helping you."
哇，那时候他也是很高兴好了，但是他就怀疑说，真的吗？还是？就刚好这个药之前比较没效，那现在突然间又有效了，是不是刚好我的身体在调整还是怎么样？
Of course, he was happy, but he wondered, is it because before the medication didn't quite work, and now the medication kicked in, and I'm getting better?
哦，他这样子一说，隔天他的情况又不好了。
And when he thought in this way and said this, the next day his situation got worse.
哦，那他自己就有一个体验说，哎，真的有神。
In his heart, he had this experience that truly there is God.
他不止帮助我，结果我一怀疑他，他都知道我在。
Not only did he help me, even when I'm in doubt, he knows.
哦，所以他在这件事情上体验到神，他后来他也就愿意受洗，也全心的依靠神。那他再次他的病情就再好转。
And so he really had this experience with God, and he believed in God. Later on, he was baptized, and afterwards his illness got better.
哦，所以我们今天不只要信心的祈求。
Today, not only do we have to pray in faith,
我们还要用信心来感谢。
We also had to give thanks in faith.
当我们真的得到恩典的时候，你不要去怀疑它。
And when we receive grace, we do not need to.Doubt
在信心当中向神称谢祷告赞美
that we pray and give thanks to God by faith
好那这个第二个 信心他也是神帮助他了信心应该更好了
and so this second challenge second test towards his faith God help him supposedly his faith should be better
好但是信心有时候还没有完美
But sometimes our faith is not perfected.
我们看一下历代志下的32章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 32.
其实在刚刚的那一段当中继续你可以看到说接下来发现一件事情就是巴比伦的使者来见他。
So after that event happened, there was an envoy of the Babylonians that came to meet them.
他就带了哇，礼物啊，王子啊，哇，很多，就是很尊荣他啦。巴比伦虽然巴比伦当时候还没有打败亚述，他们还不是最强大的，但是这么远的来看他，哇，他很高兴啊。
There was the prince and a lot of gifts. Even though the Babylonians were not a strong nation at that time, Hezekiah was very happy that these ambassadors came to meet him.
结果他就打开自己 的王宫啊，打开所有的宝库，什么东西，你要看的全部都给你看。
He opened up his treasuries and he opened all the open and allow the ambassador to see all the riches and all the wealth, all the treasures that he had stored.
这个使者说我要看，他就好，我全部都给你看。
The ambassador said, I want to see, and he allowed them to see.
哦，结果后来他看完，那个先知来跟他说，以后你这些所有的都要被掳到巴比伦去。
And after he allowed them to see, the prophet told him that eventually all these will be carried away to Babylon.
哇，那这个为什么会这样子呢？
How is it that this happened?
我们看一下历代志下的32章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles 32.
第31节。
Verse 31.
唯有一件事，就是巴比伦王差遣使者来见西西家，访问国中所献的奇事。这件事神离开他，要试验他，好知道他心内如何。
31. However, regarding the ambassadors of the prince of Babylon, whom they sent to him to inquire about the wonders that was done in the land, God withdrew from him in order to test him, that he might know all that was in his heart.
哦，这些使者这么老远的来，好像是很尊敬他，很崇拜他，哦，然后，但是感觉不到任何的危机，哦，但是就是在这一件事情上，神要试验看他的心到底是怎么样的。
So when these ambassadors of the prince visited him, he did not feel any sense of danger, but it is exactly at this point that God wants to test him.
他会不会将所有的荣耀归给神？
Will he give all the glory to God?
还是心里面变成骄傲？
Or will he become proud?
哇，你看那么远的人都知道我的大名。
That all these people far away knows my name.
你来看我的国家是多么的富有，多么的尊荣。
You came to visit and to see the wealth and the glory of my kingdom.
好，我们看回到一样是历代志下的三十二章。
Let's stay in this chapter.
好，二十四节。
Verse 24.
那时西西家病得要死，就祷告耶和华，耶和华应允他，赐他一个兆头。
Verse 24. In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death, and he prayed to the Lord, and he spoke to him and gave him a sign.
二十五节，西西家却没有照他所蒙的恩报答耶和华，因他心里骄傲，所以愤怒要临到他和犹大并耶路撒冷。
But Hezekiah did not repay according to the favor shown him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore, wrath was looming over him and over Judah and Jerusalem.
二十六节，但西西家和耶路撒冷的居民觉得心里骄傲，就一同自卑，以致耶和华的愤怒在西西家的日子没有临到他们。
26. Then Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart.He and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord did not come upon them in the days of Hezekiah.
哦，所以信心的考验其实是时常不断的。
So we see that the test of faith is continuous and often happens.
你在你困难的时候是一个信心的考验。
When you face difficulties, it counts as a test of faith.
遇到危险，遇到生病，这些都是信心的考验。
In danger or in sickness, these are tests of faith.
但是这种的我们比较能够明白，在遇到这样子，我们也比较容易去依靠神。
These kind of situations we understand and we often know how to rely on God.
但是还有另外一种的，就是在安逸的生活当中。
But the other type of test of faith happens when we live in peace.
当别人来荣耀你，来尊荣你，带礼物来献给你的时候。
When others honor you and glorify you and give you gifts.
哦，这时候你会不会想到神？
At this point, do you think of God?
你会不会把荣耀归给神？
Do you give glory to God?
还是神已经离开你了，你都没有发现？
Or at this point, that God has already left you and you are not aware.
只看到自己的荣耀，自己的成就。
When you only see your own accomplishments and your own glory,
让骄傲跑出来
that there, your heart is uplifted.
哦，在这边他的骄傲跑出来了。
At this point, his pride took him.
哦，但是还好他能够自觉。哦，他们那个先知来责备他嘛，哈，那他觉得说，哎呀，我们这样子心里真的是骄傲了。
But it is good that when the prophets came and I spoke to him, rebuked him, he humbled himself.
哦，他们能够自卑，哦，那这样子这个愤怒就没有在他的年间来临到。
When they, Hezekiah and the people humbled themselves, the calamity did not come upon them in the days of Hezekiah.
所以从西西家他的信仰的一个经历的这样子的一个路程，他的信心，我觉得今天我们也能够得到很好的学习。
And from Hezekiah, his faith journey, we can learn a lot from it.
尤其是在最后这个部分。
Especially in the last part.
当我们在平安当中的时候，
When we enjoyed peace,
我们还会不会靠着信心来过日子？
Do we still live by faith?
还是说我现在已经不需要信心了，我自己来就好了？
Or do we throw away our faith and say I can live by myself?
这个就是从西西家的信心当中我们可以学到的提醒。
And this is what we can learn and be reminded of from Hezekiah's faith.
好，最后我们来唱赞美诗。
Finally, let's sing hymn
358首
358.